Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Well, the last time I visited with Kendra Lewis was back in June. The Rockets were trailing 4-0 in softball in the state title game and rallied to win 5-4 in 11 innings over Freeburg to go back-to-back undefeated state champs. And we celebrate Kendra Lewis again today. She is committed to the University of Wisconsin. Congratulations, Kendra. Tell us a little bit about the decision.
Thank you so much. It was definitely a long thought out decision, but I talked with my parents a lot about it. Definitely with my coaches, help too. So I just really fell in love with the school. So when I got a visit there, it was a really obvious decision where I should end up.
So when I say Kendra Lewis, Big Ten athlete, that sounds pretty cool, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess you could say it has a good ring to it. I mean, little Kendra would be freaking out hearing that. It's just like a dream come true.
So what did you like the most about the situation at Wisconsin, and what was the kind of final thing that, you know, kind of brought you over the edge and said, hey, this is the decision I'm going to make. This is where I'm going.
I actually went to a camp a little bit before my visit, so I got to meet the coaches, and I love the coaching staff. They're everything I'd love the coach to be like, and I had a visit following after, and getting to experience what a Badger life would be like was absolutely awesome. We went to games, and the energy was insane. I was lucky to be a part of a volleyball game that was a record-breaking crowd. I mean, the amount that the school values their women's sports is absolutely incredible.
And I think the other neat thing about that is the relationship with the Big Ten Network and how they televise virtually all of the sports. And it's neat to have that when you have parents and family and people in the softball community here in Western Illinois that have supported you in this endeavor. So it's great you have that kind of resource too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice to think also that Wisconsin's not very far from the Quad Cities, and the amount of support the community has given me the past couple years of high school ball is absolutely awesome. Coming in as a freshman and getting that kind of support really was heartwarming.
So I know a lot of people probably out there in the softball community that are rivals of Rock Ridge are saying, well, wait a minute. You say she just completed her sophomore year in high school, so she's still got 2 more years left of high school softball. Wait a minute, Taylor. But what I guess the thing I say here is it something where you really just wanted to kind of get the decision too out of its way, so now you can just focus on finishing your high school career and your travel ball career and not really have to worry about this?
It was definitely really stressful kind of thinking about college because it's such a huge step, but I think that I didn't want to rush through it because it is such a huge decision, but also at the same time, I didn't want the stress to build and build on me. So I think that just thinking about it for a little bit, my parents truly helped me so much in making this decision. They're my biggest fans.
So what do you think it's going to be like? And I know you've traveled with your the elite softball team that you play on with the Havoc, and you've got to play at a lot of great venues. But, you know, you're going to be playing in the Big Ten on a regular basis, and then Wisconsin plays the D1 schedule where you travel all over the country. How excited are you about, you know, those type of opportunities, I guess?
I am so excited to play that kind of competition. Just for travel ball, I guess I play up. So I play a little bit older, but in the D1 college level, you play a different level of softball. You play for throughout 4 years of girls. It's insane to think about, but I am truly looking forward to it. I'm pumped.
So have you had any conversations? I'm so old. I used to broadcast this kid's name. Well, she went by Liz Watkins back then. Now Liz Furlong, of course, played at Iowa. Have you had any, you know, conversations with her about kind of how the process works of just, you know, recruiting and then deciding to play collegiate softball? That's a nice, probably, resource to lean on, too, I assume.
Yeah, Coach Liz has helped me throughout my whole entire high school career, and as the recruiting process started to creep up on me, she was a huge help. Coach Liz has just been a huge supporter of me as well and has pushed me to be the best person and pitcher I could be.
All right, well, there was this other Rock Ridge kid that went to Wisconsin, and he did okay. That's Ethan Happ. So you got, that's a neat storyline connection to a Rock Ridge kid gonna do it again at Wisconsin. What about that?
That's actually what I first came to mind when I was really about to commit to Wisconsin. I'm like, oh my gosh, Ethan Happ went to Wisconsin as well. How ironic is this? I think we should get in touch and have a nice reunion.
Well, I know he's the type of guy that would be of assistance to you. There's no question about that, because as they say, once a rocket, always a rocket. All right. Have you still been able to digest what happened last spring and summer with, you know, the continuing winning streak and back-to-back undefeated seasons? Or do you still kind of feel like the pressure's on you where when this new season starts up, it's like, well, we got to make the donuts again and try and keep this streak going? Have you had time to really enjoy this unbelievable back-to-back undefeated state championship runs?
I would say the team has had a little bit of enjoyment, but I know this winter the team is going to hit it hard. We feed on the pressure, so knowing that the pressure is going to be on us at all times, it's really exciting for this season, because I know how we perform under pressure, and I think it's pretty well, so I'm looking forward to it.
Man, how great was that state title game, though, last year? 11 innings down 4-0 and coming back to win that thing in just the high drama. Man, wasn't that just so awesome?
Yeah, honestly, just thinking about that and you saying it just brought a huge smile across my face.
All right. Well, awesome. We'll get two more years. Too bad all the other area softball coaches will get two more years of Kendra Lewis playing for the Rock Ridge Rockets and then on to Wisconsin. Congratulations, Kendra. We're looking forward to seeing you in the spring, and we're also rooting you on the volleyball court. Play that setter position for the Rockets. So have a good fall, and I know we'll see you in the spring.
Thank you so much.
Again, Kendra Lewis headed to Wisconsin to play softball after she finishes up her career at Rock Ridge. More coming up on WRMJ.